You may not want to watch this next segment. What do diet doctors, TV meteorologists, and pet psychics have in common? Fortune magazine columnist and workplace guru Stanley Bing says they are all jobs that pay well, are highly respected, and perhaps most importantly, they take a very special skill set to acquire. Bing explains his theory in a new book that has a title we can't say on morning TV. So let's just say it's the 100 jobs and how to get them, right? We've covered it up. You see the bull, right? All right. So how are you, Stanley Bing? Good morning. Good to see you.
Nice to see you.
What in real life is?
Oh, Gil Schwartz of CBS.
And you are, in fact...
I'm in the book, you know.
Yeah, but you're, in fact, a vice president.
Oh, yes, executive vice president. Don't demote me. That's part of my beta factor, as we might call it.
Because one would think a title of a book like this is just something you might make up on the train as you're commuting into New York every day. But this is, in fact, based on serious scientific data, is it not?
It is. I felt it was important to get the exact number for every job that we're talking about here. I mean, the concept of this kind of job is, you know, everybody knows what it is, and people actually kind of yearn to have one.
Yes.
And I figured that the higher the number, the more we could quantify it.
Because the fact is, as you're sitting in life, you see, I'm going to call them BS jobs, and those are jobs you yearn for.
I personally do. And there may be people who don't, but I'm one of those who do.
What is the ultimate one as far as you're concerned? Who has or what is the ultimate BS job?
Well, the person who has the highest number in the book is Donald Trump, because he's kind of the gold standard. It's a little bit like those tests you take in high school where the top score is 800. The top beta factor for these jobs is 200, and he has the highest. But there are a lot. I mean, executive vice president of new media, for instance. I mean, you know, you can work for 5 years and not know what you're doing and never have to prove yourself. And then there's also on the lower end, there are things like roadkill collector. I mean, you get to go outside a lot, you know, and get to eat what you find. So it's a pretty good job, you know. And these are good jobs. See, this is not a bad thing.
Here's a serious question. Where does TV weatherman come into this?
Yes, meteorologist on TV is in there, and because you know the qualifications are unclear, and I think that, you know, clothing is very important in what you do. Attitude is good.
High perks, and high visibility,
and the hours are admirable.
Yeah,
unless you make trouble for yourself, like some people that we know tries to work
in your book. Yes, exactly right. Now, what would you say about like executive producers?
Executive producer is not yet in the book.
Not in the book.
But I'm, you know, I'm working on an extended list, and I'm sure it'll be number 103 or 104.
That's right. That'll be in the online edition. Now, I want to show the science, because people don't believe there is serious scientific method that's been applied here. Mm-hmm. And you go back to Newton for your foundation.
Yeah, Newton based his law of thermodynamics on force equals mass times acceleration.
Right.
And that also was the basis of E equals mc squared.
Right.
You know, so I figured I'll start with that because I don't understand it that well, and it's a good place to start. And I figured that the beta of any job, we're going to call it the beta,
which would be the same as the BS.
Yes, of any job is equal to the abuse that you're likely to take on the job in tens times the perks that you may have. In the case of a weatherman on TV, are very great perks. That's in thousands.
And here we go.
There's your salary
times
in tens of thousands. Yeah. You know, and now that's over hours. The bigger the number of hours that you've got, the likely the lower the beta factor is going to be.
So you want low hours,
high perks, high money.
And this is the big one here.
This is career acceleration. This means, you know, how fast are you growing in your career? Because that's important. If you're just sitting there like a bump on a log, that's likely to be just one.
Yeah.
Mine is hovering at around a 3 because I'm topped out. I'm topped out. That's
you're
it. I'm not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere.
No.
Exactly. Somebody like P. Diddy.
Oh, that, you know, he's got a clothing line. He's got the different names he's changing all over. He's going up. He could have a 7 or an 8. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you add these all up, Justin, you'd sort of cut to the chase. Mine is my beta factor is 127.
Ooh, that's a good number.
I've been working hard for a long time. Well, I've been trying to transform my job from a real one into one of these. You know.
Presidential press secretary.
Oh, we're in the 160s. I mean, I haven't done the math.
Yeah.
But although, you know, I would say that at the beginning of that job, it could be low.
Right.
You know, and then after he works it for a while, he could get up into the 180s, you know.
There you go. And none of this is BS.
Not a thing.
Not one single part of it. Great to see you.
As always. Thank you.